This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo. Sustainable aviation fuel, or SAF for short, is what it sounds like. Fuel for airplanes made from renewable sources like reused cooking oil, which is mixed with regular petroleum-based kerosene. Now a French company says it's created a second generation of this fuel made from plant sugar. John Lawrenson has this report from the Champagne region in France.
The vast metal cylinder of a sugar beet washing machine turns at the edge of a field that stretches to the horizon. In Champagne, they grow grapes, of course, but they also grow beets, lots of them. Napoleon ordered the mass planting of sugar beet when a British naval blockade stopped sugar supplies from the Caribbean, and 200 years later, France is still the largest producer of sugar beets in Europe. Next to the beet washer is a sugar factory, and next to that, a smaller unit.
This is the unit we built this year, in 2022.
Co-founder and CEO of Global Bioenergies, Marc Delcourt, says the plant uses bacteria to produce a hydrocarbon, fuel in other words, from sugar.
So we have a process to convert sugars, whatever it is. It can be sugar beet, sugar cane, sugar from starch, so corn or wheat, or even sugar from agricultural leftovers.
Such as straw and forestry leftovers like sawmill wood chips. Delcourt says while they're growing, plants remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, helping limit the effects of climate change. But does this new fuel do the job? Well, a plane has done a test flight from Germany to France with only this new aviation fuel in the tank, and it arrived safe and sound. John Plaza, CEO of the American arm of Sky Energy, a Dutch trader moving into SAF production, says the market opportunity is significant.
We're anticipating huge demand due to both policy in the EU and the US, as well as the aviation industry's goal to be net zero by 2050.
Global Bioenergies plans to build a plant producing 30,000 tons of aviation fuel from timber waste in 2027. In Pomacle, France, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.